Like what?
Well, like what? Where in Europe your family came from?
My mother came from the Fort Worth area. My father from Missouri. Mm-hmm. And my grandfather was, I think, originally from Tennessee before he came to Texas.
Were they German or English?
English. English. Or Irish, even. And I'm sure Duncan, my maiden name is Duncan, I'm sure that's Scotch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That sounds Scotch, yeah. Now, your mother, what kinds of names did you, like, what did you call her, mom? Or what?
I called her mother.
Mm-hmm. And how about your father?
Our dad. Mm-hmm. Our daddy, probably. Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to know your grandparents?
Just my grandfather.
Mm-hmm. What was your name for him?
I called him Papa. My mother called him Papa, and none of us could say Papa, so we called him Papa.
Huh. How about that?
Yeah.
Now, you had brothers and sisters?
Yes, I had one brother and two sisters. There were four of us.
Did your parents have brothers and sisters, too?
My mother, her mother died when she was 2 years old, and I think I know she had a brother, a baby brother that died at birth. Mm-hmm. My father, I hate to tell you, I knew his one of his brothers, and I had met one of his sisters, but I don't know how many or anything.
Hmm.
See, this now is when I'm wishing I knew. Mm-hmm. I wish I'd sat down with them and had a recorder.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, parents, they bring up their children, or you could say they do what with it. They bring them up, or they... Another word for bring up is...
Raise?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you would use the word raise?
Mm-hmm.
What's the past tense of that?
Raised?
Yeah. And if you resemble your mother or your father, how would you say that?
I probably look more like my father.
Mm-hmm. So you'd say you look like him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And... let's see. Oh, if a woman is ready to have her baby, she goes to the
hospital.
Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't want to go to the hospital, but she wants to have the baby at home, sometimes there's a woman who helps out with the birth. That's called a...
Yeah. Oh. Well, it slipped me now. You really should have caught me at a younger age. I'm finding that I do forget things. It'll come to me in a minute.
Nobody can think of this. You know, and even in the old days in El Paso, I hear that mostly the doctor would come out. So I don't think we had these women.
Oh, really?
Really.
Okay.
Unless they were, maybe for the poorer people.
Okay.
Would use one.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of a granny woman?
No.
That's another name for one of these... But it's like from Utah or something.
A granny woman. No, I've never heard that.
Hmm. Okay.
Midwife.
Right.
Midwife?
Oh, right.
I knew it'd come to me eventually.
Right.
Okay.
Now, two people want to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get
married.
Mm-hmm. And the man is the woman's
husband.
Mm-hmm. And the woman is the man's
wife.
Mm-hmm. And they get married in the
church.
Mm-hmm. And during church services on regular Sundays, the minister preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. And we pray to
God.
And the first four books of the New Testament, the Gospels, are
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And you go to the university to get an
education.
Mm-hmm. And
a degree.
Uh-huh. And What's another word for university?
College.
Mm-hmm. And you check books out from the
library.
Mm-hmm. And did you have children?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What?
Three. I have two daughters and a son.
Mm-hmm. And